About a week after the first few cases of COVID-19 were detected at the villas, several residents were taken to the hospital. Sharon Reynolds, the administrator for the villas, remembers the day vividly and how exhausted she was.
And so I can remember going home, getting a shower, and then coming back in, and it was dark here and seeing ambulances here, and it just, it's hard.
Reynolds holds back tears.
Those are just dark days. They're just dark times. These are the people that you care for.
The people she cares for are elderly, more prone to serious illness and death from the virus. Reynolds and her staff worked closely with the county health department and local physicians. They set up three wings of the nursing home: green zone for uninfected people, yellow for possibly exposed or in quarantine, and red, those sick with COVID-19. Reynolds checked the yellow zone often.
One time I called down there and it was, we have 9 temperatures, 9 new ones, and your heart just sinks.
Fevers are a symptom of COVID.
Because you knew, I'm not doing better, I'm getting worse. And you snowball. And you're just like, make it stop.
2 weeks into the outbreak, results from mass testing at the facility revealed that dozens more staff and residents had the virus. It was April 28th. The facility had now seen 81 cases, including 5 deaths. Sick residents were put in isolation in the red zone. The hallway to that wing was closed off with a sheet of plastic Visqueen, with 1 entrance and 1 exit. Infected staff were sent home to isolate. Some couldn't come back to work for 2 or 3 weeks. This stretched thin the employees who could work.
We were working such long hours that I would literally go home and just go to bed and get up and redo it day after day after day after day.
That's Lara Bowen, the director of social services. During the outbreak, she spent hours on the phone notifying the families of residents about new cases and updating them on their loved ones. She tells me what it was like at the end of those long days.
Well, you go home and you, strip naked in the garage and then, throw your clothes in a plastic bag and then the sanitize mode on your washing machine, and you go straight to the shower, and then you just kind of isolate yourself to your room.
She was living in the same house, but she had to keep her distance from her husband and 2 young daughters. This went on for almost 2 months.
Even though you test negative over and over and over again, you don't know what you've been inadvertently exposed to during that day.
While employees kept their distance from their families outside the facility, residents inside spent all their time in their rooms, alone, like Mary Hostetter. She's 96 years old, a proud Illinois farm girl, and retired high school librarian. She says she passed the time with jigsaw puzzles and novels.
Another one of the ladies and I trade books all back and forth. We read mostly good fiction.
A staff member would shuttle books between the two. Hostetter did contract COVID-19. She says she felt lousy, had little appetite, and lost some of her sense of taste. Her family dropped off food to try to tempt her into eating more and stopped by her window often to say hello.
They came in the morning when the sun was shining on my windows. About an hour is all we can handle, It was better than nothing.
Because of privacy laws, staff couldn't share details about who was getting sick and dying. What Hostetter did find out, like when a friend she often ate lunch with died, was from the newspaper.
My nephew lives here in town, and he said his goal at one point was to open up the paper and not have the villa on the front page.
The news coverage was hard for Sharon Reynolds, the administrator. People were outraged about the deaths and directed their anger at the villa's staff.
There was many people that told us we were awful, that we deserved to die. I personally was told, I hope you die.
Reynolds says people accused the villa's staff of bringing the coronavirus to the county. There's no evidence of that. There were cases of COVID-19 in the county before they were found at the villas. The Sangamon County Department of Public Health conducted an investigation, but were unable to determine the source for the outbreak. In May, the Illinois Department of Public Health did a compliance check of the nursing home's infection control protocols and noted a handful of issues. For example, a nursing assistant did not wear gloves when handing out masks to residents on the COVID-19 unit. Reynolds, the administrator, says the infractions were minor, and the nursing home came up with a plan to address them. Dr. Vidya Sundaresan is an infectious disease specialist who advised the villas during the outbreak She says the errors are common for checks on nursing homes.
If it's in a COVID situation, you have to just exercise extra caution in terms of hand washing and other things. So you just need reminders all the time.
Sundaresan says all the policies and procedures she and health officials suggested, when to test, what disinfectants to use, how long to keep infected employees off of work, the villas implemented to the best of their ability. She says the rapid spread of the virus and high mortality rate were similar to what happened in nursing homes in New York, Washington State, and other places around the country at the time.
We had the experience of all those places, but when it happens locally, the first time that you go through it, it's a big learning curve for everybody.
Sundaresan says we also didn't understand the disease as well, nor possible treatments. Since then, outcomes for hospitalized patients have greatly improved. It was a heart-wrenching time at the villas, but eventually the outbreak began to wane. And one day in mid-May, Reynolds was surprised by a show of support. Hundreds of cars drove by the entrance to the facility, honking horns and displaying signs that said, "Villas Strong, and we love you."
That was the turning point where we felt like we were going to be okay. Like, there was a lot of people out there that did care.
By the end, 26 residents had died. Reynolds says she, the staff, and residents are now taking time to mourn. The villas held an outdoor memorial service for families in September. Bricks with the names of their loved ones line a fountain across from the entrance. The rage and vitriol has also faded, and that's allowed Reynolds time to reflect.
There wasn't anything I could have changed that I wasn't already doing. And I know that that's where my peace comes from, as I know I gave it 110% to try to stop whatever we could.
Though things have definitely not gone back to normal, the villas has made progress. Residents can leave their rooms and gather in the dining room to share meals again. Reynolds says a beautician has even started working at the facility.
I don't think she quite got the magnitude of how important hair is to these ladies. They love it. And they literally were lined up around the corners.
Reynolds also put together a time capsule with photos of the residents and notes from her and staff members. And she's now taking time to counsel leaders at other care facilities going through outbreaks. She finds herself telling them all the same thing.
Drop to your knees and pray, and you will make it through this. And that's all I can say to them, is because I feel like somebody has to tell them that they're going to make it, because you don't feel like you're going to make it.
Reynolds credits her own staff with helping the villas make it, even as the sorrow and loss stay with them. I'm Mary Hansen.